Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bubba Phillips. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Esposito. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Bridwesser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Connie Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Connie Johnson. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Ernie Orovitz. Batting third. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Carl Olson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Stobbs. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Chuck Stobbs. And now, play ball. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Orovitz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Orovitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridwesser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breitwesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field. Orivet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Breitwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breitwesser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Connie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball four. Ernie Orivets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orivets is 0 for 1 in the game. Orivets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yost moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breitwesser fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 1 in the game. Esposito hits a line drive into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Kell reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kell scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Lemon moves to third. One out. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 1 in the game. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lemon scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 0-for-1 in the game. Breidwesser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stobbs strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Yost hits a pop-up towards first. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orovets hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Connie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stobbs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-2 in the game. Esposito hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-to-1, Senators. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Olsen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Courtney moves to third. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso bunts towards first. Severs fields the ball and throws to Staub's covering. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Minoso moves to third. Kell moves to second. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Staubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staubs is 0-for-2 in the game. Staubs strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Orovets takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Orovets moves to second. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-3 in the game. Severs hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Orovets scores. Runnels moves to third. It's 3-2, Senators. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Jim Breidweiser. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Mike Forknealy's. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Orovets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-3 in the game. Esposito hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Luis Aparicio now playing shortstop. Bob Kennedy now playing third base. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a fly ball towards left. Minoso settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Minoso. Pedro Ramos pinch runs for Clint Courtney. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Olsen bunts towards first. Cal scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Olsen for the out. Ramos moves to second. One out. Lou Berberet pinch hits for Jerry Snyder. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is walked intentionally. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Stobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramos scores. Berberet moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Senators. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Yost hits a line drive towards second. Fox catches it and steps on second to double up Berberet. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Berberet now catching. Jose Valdivielso now playing shortstop. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Jim Rivera pinch runs for George Kell. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.